Hi, this is Lily Fingers Only. I am doing the second part, basically questions 19 through 26 of Baby Petals Deflower Questionnaire. I ramble a lot, so I cut it into two parts. So here's part two. I'm going to try not to ramble so much in this one. Wish me luck. Okay. Number 19. Are you one of those people who enjoys the smell of gasoline? Yes. Yes. I am ashamed of it, actually. I love the smell of gasoline. I don't know why. I think it may have something to do with just, not grease monkey, but just, grease monkey isn't the right word, because if you asked me about my car knowledge, it wouldn't impress you. But I grew up with a lot of guys who were grease monkeys, so the smell of gasoline is just familiar, I guess. Like, it doesn't bother me. So, yeah. Okay. Number 20. When it comes to the placement of your partner's hands during sex, rate these from least arousing to most arousing. Okay, I'm gonna do numbers, because I can't, like, put this in a chart. I'm just going to read them off. In your hair. In my hair, 6. In my hair, 6. Digging their nails into your back. Oh, 4. I don't like being scratched. I like scratching other people. I also don't like being bitten. Being bitten, it feels too, not clingy, just like, I don't know. I've tried puppy play, and ever since, I had a couple really, really bad experiences with puppy play, so ever since then, I'm just like, no. Oh. Don't bite me. Don't like it. I'm sure I have exceptions to pretty much everything, but yeah, digging their nails, no. That would be like a 4 or 5, I guess. Holding your hand. Holding my hands down into the mattress, 9. Holding my hand as, like, a romantic, like, sexy, like, let's connect with each other moment. 4. spanking your ass. 10. 10. Like, across the fucking board. 10. Grabbing your shoulders, legs. 8. Fingers in your mouth. Oh. Oh, I don't know about that one. Fingers in your mouth. 6. Yeah, 6. I don't know. I would just, it feels, it feels too submissive for someone to be, you know, putting their fingers in my mouth. Like, if I'm tasting myself or tasting you, then, you know, yeah. But if I'm just, like, looking at you and your fingers are, like, in my mouth, I like talking too. Obviously. I like talking, so I would not like someone's fingers in my mouth. It just, no. 21. someone you've never met before comes up to you asking if you're that person from GWA, as your voice sounds suspiciously similar to someone who posts on there, do you choose to give yourself away? Alternately, if someone asked if you've heard about this little place on the internet called Gone Wild Audio, do you confirm or deny? Someone I've never met before asking if I'm that person from GWA, I would definitely deny. I appreciate my privacy so much. I would not be down. I would not tell them. And also, I don't know. It's just, I feel like everything, like, no matter how good of a person you are, and no matter, like, what you're trying to do for your job, like, I've seen people, like, get into trouble for, like, a Facebook picture that they kept privately, like, get in trouble with their job for it. Like, it just, there's so much stuff that goes viral. I'm sure that there, you know, may possibly in the future be a day where someone does say something, but I don't think my personality would reflect I don't think my personality, like, with strangers or, like, acquaintances would really give that away. My close friends know that I do it, but that's, like, two people. Like, close. So, and if someone asked if I'd heard about Gone Wild Audio, I would probably deny. I want to say, like, yes, because it's, the internet is for porn. We all know it. Like, let's not, but I don't know. I feel like it would be bringing myself into a fire that I don't want to, like, be close to. So, no, I would probably deny. 22, your current best friend, yes, that best friend, confesses to you. Sorry that they're in love with you. I'm sorry. How do you respond? Would you find it easy to continue a friendship with them if you didn't feel the same way? I've actually had this happen, more than once, actually, and, I don't know, my current best friend, I feel like I have in my life three people who I can call my current best friends. Two of them are males, and one is a female. So, four, two females, two males. But, if they, like, two of them actually are people that I have already, like, gone through this with, where they have said, you know, that they, like, love, like, that they are in love with me, and both times it's kind of been, like, I didn't even want to try, I'm a pretty, like, what's done is done kind of person. So, if I'm not feeling you, there's no way that I can convince myself to, like, dig it, or convince myself to, like, feel that way. And that was just because of the things that the way that I do relationships and the way that I, like, crave personal space and, you know, I'm not really all of that, like, all that connection, all that, the cuddly, like, cutesy stuff is not usually for me. So, and they are those types of people, and I love them, I cuddle with them, but you know, I'm open with them, but I am not in love with them. And both times it's been super cool about it. You know, we just are like, you know, hey, I love you, but not like that, bro. Like, it's not happening. There is, I'm sure for the other two, I would honestly probably be like, well, you know, we could bone once for funsies just to, like, get it under our belt and, like, no, but even then, probably not. Like, that's probably just me being selfish and just, like, wanting to sleep with people that I think are attractive. So, it's not really, like, I wouldn't, for, like, I'm in love with you. But, yeah. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Oh, and would you find it easy to continue a friendship with them if you didn't feel the same way? Definitely. Definitely. It just because the other person, like, if you need time, or, I mean, I've even, like, expressed that I'm in love with people who weren't in love with me, and, you know, it was more of just like, okay, well, maybe we can't talk for, like, 2 weeks, so I can, like, shelf this and, you know, close that in my mind. it doesn't take me long to, like, accept. It didn't take me long to accept it, but it was just more of, like, okay, well, let me just, like, not even, like, close the book and put it on the shelf. Like, let me, like, take that book completely off the shelf. So, you know, I just had to do that, and then after that, it was like, okay, well, let's hang out, we're good, we're cool, that's no problem. So, yeah. Okay. Hopefully my friends would be the same way. Okay. 23. What are some occupations you wanted to have as a kid? The occupations I wanted to have as a kid. Okay. They were pretty specific, actually. One of them was that I wanted to be, like, my family growing up, music was always a really big thing in our household, especially rock music, and, I wanted to, as a kid, be, like, a music journalist. I wanted to, like, follow, like, you know that kid, like, you know the movie Almost Famous? I was just like, I want that. Like, that was, that was it for me. So I was just like, yeah, even when I was younger, like, before I knew what music journalism was, I was like, I wish I could just, like, hang out with bands and find out, like, I wish I could just, like, hang out with the people who create this beautiful sound and try and figure out, like, what their feelings were behind it and what they were thinking and how they translated that into, like, words, like, that was always just so interesting to me. So, plus, like, can you imagine all that travel? Like, if you worked for, like, Pitchfork or, like, NPR, just doing all of that travel and getting to see all those bands and all of that stuff. Like, I love going to live concerts even as an adult, and I've had the luck of liking bands that are smaller. So, you know, smaller venues, more of a chance to meet the bands, and I've gotten to meet a lot of people who, in my mind, have created, like, in my opinion, have created beautiful, beautiful music. So it's just, it's always such a joy, and I'm kind of glad that I get to do that for fun instead of, like, having the pressure of having to do it as a job. So that's a really nice thing. But, yeah, as a kid, music journalist. And the other one was lawyer, and then worked my way up to judge. I was pretty, God, I was super detailed. But I wanted to work with family law. I wanted to specifically work with, like, cases of, like, custody, and that's for personal reasons. I wanted to just, like, you know, sometimes the law is not really as much on the side of the right parent as it should be. Sometimes it's just, no matter whether or not the mother is a good mother, they will put them with the mother most times. And it's just, if I had been able to, or if I am able to in the future, work with that, I would be definitely fulfilling a little bit of a childhood dream there. So that would be really nice. I also wanted to have a dog hospital, by the way. Like, I just, not like a dog hospital. Like, I didn't want to do surgeries. I just wanted to, like, have a place, like, filled. Like, I just wanted to have a giant, like, I just wanted to have a farm with, like, a super big lawn. Just have, like, a lot of nice, cool dogs that were, like, older, that I could take, like, just, like, take them out to pasture. I don't know. Okay. 24. Do you consider yourself a grown-up? Do you think there is a set grown-up age where someone is expected to have their life together? I do not consider myself a grown-up, and that is, one, because of my age. I feel like I am in the stage where I'm still in my, like, I'm still in my early 20s. I'm going to soon be in my later 20s, and I still have so much to figure out. Like, I feel like I'm displaying a sense of adultiness. Like, I am in college, I have a stable job, I have my own place, well, you know, a place that I share with a roommate who is also in college, and, you know, but I feel like I'm doing the adulty things, and I'm pretty sure that someone younger would think that I was, like, adulty, but whenever things go wrong, I do not feel adulty at all. In fact, I will look around for someone who is more of an adult than me to, like, assume the adulty role and, like, help me take care of it. Like, I am still bad at setting my own doctor's appointments. Like, terrible. Like, I feel like that's one of the main things that shows that you're, like, an adult, where you're like, yeah, I should go to the dentist. Not like, oh, I'm gonna set an appointment soon. Like, do you get what, does that, like, makes, I don't know if that makes sense. But yeah, I feel like I'm adulty, but not, like, adulty enough to be at that, like, adult, like, point. I don't know what that, but I hope that makes sense. God. And do I think that there's a set grown-up age? Definitely. I think that it is 30, and if you are on fast track, it's 28. Because you're, like, even now I'm in my early 20s, I still have so much shit to figure out. I'm still calming down from, like, being able to, like, go and drink at bars. So I have a lot. I know that there's still a lot of growing up that I have to do, and I am thankful that I've had, you know, a family who taught me, like, responsibility and how to, like, pay my own bills, and, like, about, like, stocks even. Like, when I was younger, like, I hated being 16 and having to, like, go through, like, my parents', like, 401k with them. But now I'm just like, okay, I got this. Like, I know this stuff now. So it's good, but I feel like in a normal course, it would be probably, like, 28 or 30. if you're, you know. Yeah. So, okay, 25. Which first date would you prefer? Movie at home, cuddles, and a homemade dinner, or movie at the theater, cinema, and a fancy schmancy dinner? Whoa. I don't know. Which first date would I prefer? I would say, okay, I wish I could just, like, pick and choose, like, pick the movie at the theater, and then, like, go for, like, a homemade dinner, because I don't like fancy schmancy dinners. Like, I don't, like, if I get out of a dinner, and the, like, bill is, like, anything other, like, over 40, I automatically, like, just kind of seize up a little bit. I'm just like, well, not seize up. That's really not the right word. I flinch just a little bit. Like, and I've gone to dinner parties where the bill has been, like, ridiculous, but like, ridiculous, like, crap. Like, did you guys have to go for that third bottle of wine? Like, ridiculous. So, I don't know. I don't like fancy schmancy dinners, but I do like movies at theaters. And, yeah. So, I don't know. I guess I would just pick the second, but instead of a fancy schmancy dinner, I'd just be like, yo, let's go to the local bar and, like, drink beer and, like, get fish and chips. Like, that's so much that's so much nicer for me. 26, improvise a sexy scene right now, or just say how your day was. Improvising a sexy scene, like, I have a lot of dirty thoughts that run through my head on a daily basis, but I don't know. I don't know. I have a couple of pretty attractive coworkers, and screwing them in the parking lot would be a really nice thing. I don't know. I'm gonna go for how my day was. My day was pretty good. It was, a Tuesday, which is not as terrible as a Monday, but still, like, not a Wednesday. So, I don't know if that makes sense, but tomorrow is Veterans Day, and I don't have class, and I'm super excited, because I'm gonna get to sleep in, like, past, like, 9 for, like, the first time in, like, 3 weeks. So that is giving me a, like, extreme sense of joy, like, so much joy. But my day was good. So I'm gonna stop this, because I really don't want to have two that are, like, 40 minutes on accident. But this is Lily Fingers Only, and I finished the questionnaire, and I'm sorry for it being so, so long, but, thank you, and, also, like, super thanks to Baby Petal for these questions. They are such good questions, but, yeah, I'm looking forward to listening to everyone else's responses on this. Like, these are pretty awesome questions. I'd love to hear people's take on them. So, yeah. Okay. Bye.